Just a moment to be part of life's eternal rhyme. How very special are we to have on our family tree Mother Earth and Father Time. He turns the season around, and so she changes her gown, but they always look in their prime. They go on dancing their dance of everlasting romance, Mother Earth and Father Time. Summer larks return to sing, oh what a gift they give. Then autumn days grow short and cold, oh what a joy to live.
And we have ducks in the presence. takes place in Jerusalem. And we know that Jerusalem is a habitation of peace. I love it. You gotta love it. Well, ducks are in the area of peace. But Jerusalem is, metaphysically, it means habitation of peace. And so this takes place in Jerusalem by a sheep market. And by this sheep market, there's a pool, which is called, there's a pool. Now, all this takes place in Jerusalem at the pool of Bethesda. Bethesda, metaphysically, it means house of mercy, house of loving kindness, house of healing. By this pool, there are five porches. And in these, on these porches, there laid a multitude of folks who have health challenges. And what they were waiting for, an angel to come down and disturb the water. And what happens was, when the water is disturbed, the first few that jump in or get laid in or touch the water are healed. Now that's a story in itself, but that's for another time. That's for another time. So I'm going to begin to read at John 5, the fifth verse. And a certain man was there at the pool of Bethesda who had an infirmity of 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew how long it had been that the man had been laying there. And so he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" That's a magnitude question, isn't it? "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the man with the health challenge answered him and said, "Sir, I have nobody to put me in the water when it's troubled, to put me in the pool when it's troubled. When I'm coming down to get in there, another steps in before me." I have to stop here, because isn't that just like real life? A challenge comes, and we're dependent on something out here, then something in here to see us through. Or someone. So in verse 8, Jesus said unto the man, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. So today we're going to explore what it means to rise and take up our bed and walk. To rise in consciousness is to let the Christ light shine within us. And in this context, rising is not a physical act. It's a shift in consciousness, a shift in thinking. It is the moment we stop living from the ways of the world and living from the Christ within, our spiritual nature. Rising is the inner yes. It's saying yes. It awakens the power within us. We say all the time, one presence, one power in us. Do you believe it? Or have you practiced it? Going through life, saying to yourself as things come upon you, one presence, one power, and pulling up that energy from within. You know, rising is the moment we stop living from the ways of the world and what everybody tells us from the outside here, and begin living from within. Rising, yes, saying yes to that power within. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, along with his wife Myrtle, taught us that every soul contains a divine pattern, the Christ idea, waiting to be recognized and expressed. So when we rise, we align ourselves with that pattern. Yeah. We align ourselves with that pattern. And we say yes. And we begin to have empathy for others. We begin to lift our thoughts. We begin to lift our emotions, our expectations into that higher spiritual realm. To rise is to remember who and what we are. We've talked about it a lot, haven't we? What are we, first and foremost? We're spiritual beings. In us is that Christ. In us is that that connects us to our God self. Yeah. To rise takes strength. I'm not going to say it's easy. It takes strength. It takes a quiet, steady energy from that spirit within us. That spirit within us, that strength within us, we hold on to it, and it lets us know that we're never separated from God. God is not out there. He's in here always moving. He's in everything. God is that spirit in us, and we're never without guidance. We're never without inner resources, and we're never without love. And we know that love is a magnet. Love is the greatest thing. God is love, we say. And love is God. It's not a separate entity. There's not God and love. God is all the love in the universe, and that's pure love. Pure love. So metaphysically, strength, the strength to rise, it's described as the faculty that stabilizes us. It centers us. It gives us endurance. Now, I'm not talking about physical strength like when you go to the gym and you lift the weights. I'm talking about a strength that is within you, a power that is within you, that you can stand on and move through the experiences that you may be having. Strength is the power that helps us stand when life feels heavy. Life ever feel heavy for anybody? Or just me? Yeah, that's a couple of us. Yeah. So we pull on that strength and we move when life feels uncertain. So take up your bed and rise. Get up. Leave fear and appearances behind. Think of the bed as all those challenges you may be going through, all those appearances, all those people that might tweak that one nerve. Take up your bed, take up these things, lift them to that high frequency of spirit. where you can surrender them and leave them behind. You know, all this takes some work. It takes some work. All this takes prayer work, meditation, sitting, coming in and learning what you are. You're special. You're a spiritual being. You're a child of high energy. And that is in you. That is in you. So, if you're at that pool and you're waiting for someone to come and lift you into water, into the water, just know that there's no need to wait. There's no need to wait. This doesn't have to be dramatic. It's a quiet lifting of consciousness that happens when we choose truth over the appearance of what appears to be happening. Truth. What is truth? Truth is the one presence, the one power. It's right there with you. It's in you. Take up your bed as symbolic of knowing. You don't have to lay stuck in old patterns and old conditions. You don't have to wait for those conditions to change before you rise in consciousness. You know, we say when you throw out your affirmations, go forth as though it's already done. You don't have to wait for the condition to change. Start affirming your power that's within you right now. You don't have to wait for someone to lift you into the pool. Yeah. The psalmist said, be still and know. Be still and know. You know, if you take that deep breath and still yourself and just feel that presence, that energy moving in and throughout you, claim it, know it for yourself. It is there. You don't have to wait for the condition to change to make your claim, to claim your good. And you know, when that happens, to wait is not to be passive. You're going to get messages. You're going to get an idea. You're going to get that small, still voice telling you, guiding you, giving you some direction. Often we ignore that. You ever been going along and say, well, I think I should go down this street, but you go down another, and wow, right in the middle of a challenge. No offense, Ashley. Yeah. We get these messages and we don't always follow through. But if we step out in strength, if we step out in courage, if we take up our bed and make that movement, oh my, you'd be surprised what might open up for you. Yes, some would call it a miracle. But when you go to that space within you, when you go to that Christ within, when you surrender to that presence and that power and that energy that is within you, oh wow, things happen, and it's the outworking of the law, and that law is the law of increase, the law of love, the law of being a magnet drawing to you what is yours and for you. So truth is not merely an idea, it's living energy. Know that everything we talk about is living energy. It's moving, it's active. And it's moving in and through you to reach out and do what's yours to do. When we walk in truth, we walk in alignment with the spirit within. We walk with clarity, purpose, and peace. Spirit is calling us forward. That Christ in us is calling us forward. That light wants to shine through you. It wants to unfold in and through you. I want you to imagine for a moment. Just imagine for a moment. Take a deep breath and imagine for a moment that you are standing at the threshold of a new chapter in your life. And behind you is the bed of old beliefs and old limitations. And before you is a path of clarity, wholeness, divine possibility. And you feel the nudge of spirit saying, rise, power is within you to get up. Truth is before you, guiding the way. Rise and walk forward. Walk in your power. This is the moment of spiritual awakening. This is the rising of the Christ consciousness within. This is the moment your soul remembers its divine identity. So I want you to, you know, I always like to give homework. So I want you to this week think on these words. Because you have to be willing. It doesn't just happen. You have to be willing. You have to surrender. You have to say yes. And the words are, will thou be made whole? What are you willing to do to come into your wholeness? What are you willing to let go of? What are you willing to say, okay, this is the moment. Right here I'm going to rest and I'm going to trust in God. You know, we have to do the work in order to surrender. No excuses do you desire to be made whole. Rise and take up your bed and walk. What's holding you back? What are you dragging along? Take up your bed of those limiting thoughts and walk. Let your steps be guided by truth and not fear. Let your choices reflect your spiritual nature. And let your light shine. That Christ light, it's rising now. The Christ in you is always strengthening. And the Christ in you is always guiding. And as you rise, you bless your life. And as you go forward, guess what? You bless the world. Yeah. And as you shine, you reveal the presence of God in you. Isn't that a great thought? We can rise and shine. Let's take a moment. Let's connect. Let's practice connecting. And we're going to begin with the Lord's Prayer because it sets the tone for the meditation activity that we're about to partake of. So take a breath, low and easy, and let's affirm together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. So take a deep breath. As we prepare to turn within, as we prepare to lay those beds down, those beds of negativeness, those beds of error, those beds of old stuff that we've been dragging along with us. And as you settle into the quiet center of your being, in this stillness, imagine yourself at the pool of Bethesda. The pool where there are many possibilities for the love and the life and the peace that you desire. The pool that cleanses and refreshes your soul. A place where you can let those old stories rest. See the pool before you, calm and familiar. A symbol of the moments you have waited for, that you have waited for life to stir before you. Gently bring your attention to what's around you. Know that life is consciousness that does not judge. In the quiet of your soul, feel the presence of the Christ, the inner teacher, the divine pattern of wholeness, standing right there beside you, hearing the words, "Are you willing to be made whole?" And as that question moves through you, let it awaken willingness. Let it stir the part of you that is ready to rise. Breathe in and breathe out, letting yourself come into this time of meditation. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the energy of spirit moving in and throughout, touching all that needs to be touched, touching those thoughts that they may be made clean. feel yourself claiming dominion. Lifting your awareness in peace, joy, and love. Knowing that you are rising right here, right now. Letting go and blessing the experiences that have come to teach you. And that no longer define you. And now see yourself taking a step forward, then another, walking in new awakened consciousness. Walking in wholeness, walking in the freedom of the Christ within. Each step is a release. Each breath is renewal. Each movement is healing and unfolding. Affirm gently to yourself, I rise in Christ consciousness. I lift the old stories and I walk in wholeness right here, right now. I rise in Christ consciousness. I lift the old stories and I walk in wholeness right here, right now. One step at a time, steady breath, feeling clarity, feeling the freedom, feeling the rising, and giving thanks for this moment. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know anytime, anywhere, any place, we can stop and turn within. That we can seek that guidance which will help us lift those beds of uncertainty. And move forward, carrying with us a new awareness of life. So for this and all things, dear God, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and we claim it right here, right now. And so it is. Amen. You have on your insert today the affirmation for the week. And it's, I rise in spiritual strength and walk forward in the light of truth. I want you to feel those words, to know them, to let them give you the energy to get up and go forth. Let's affirm them together. I rise in spiritual strength and walk forward in the light of truth. And as you feel that for yourself, as you know that for yourself, share. Think of someone who may be in need to have the vibrations and the energy of these words moving around in their environment. Bring them forth in your mind. Place them in the midst of us in this room full of energy, divine energy. And let's affirm this for them using you together.
You rise in spiritual strength and walk forward in the light of truth.
And now as a sense of community, for our spiritual community, for our energy flowing out beyond the doors and the walls of this chapel, reaching and touching those who are hungry for this truth. And we see them in masses in our minds. And we hold them in the essence of all this energy as we affirm together using we together.
We rise in spiritual strength and walk forward in the light of truth.
That's true for me. How about for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.